Hare Krishna. We're here in Budapest, arrived last night, and going to our Govinda Club program this evening, and then tomorrow we'll be moving on to New Rajadhan after dropping into the Canadian Embassy for some business. And then we'll be in New Rajadhan for about 10 days and going to Croatia, where we're having a retreat with Hungarian Facebook followers, those people who've been following our events and the video vlogs that we've been putting up, and I'm really curious to see how that goes. I'm very eager to see how those guests react to being together for 4 or 5 days, hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, and most important of all, chanting Hare Krishna. Anyway, we'll be reporting in on that. If you go both to the video section, as well as just see a picture that's here on this page, then you'll see what I was up to Sunday evening when we returned back to our London residence. And just opposite the house, there was this bank of rain clouds, and there was this constant lightning, very little thunder, but constant lightning flashing through the clouds. And it really reminded me of the descriptions that Acharyas give about how Radha and Krishna appear when they're together. And those descriptions are that they look like a lightning strike sitting within a monsoon cloud. Now, granted, this wasn't a monsoon cloud, but it looked quite similar. And lightning strikes while sitting is a real metaphorical statement, because those lightning strikes were moving really fast. And so what you're seeing is on the video is not actually a video, but is just multiple pictures being taken one after the other. And some of them really catch the lightning itself, and others just the flash of light as the lightning strikes behind the cloud. But this is how the divine couple appear. And of course, this is it's standard in the sense that Acharyas tend to use very similar types of descriptive passages or descriptive statements, and this is one that they use for Radha and Krishna. But also not just because that's the way they look, but it also helps conditioned souls like us see the presence of the Lord and His energy within this material world. And this is what Krishna teaches us in the 10th chapter. He gives us this type of sadhana. Yadyat vibhutimat sattvam srimad rojitva eva vaha. How beautiful, powerful things are manifestations of Krishna's potency in the world. And that way, whatever we're doing, whatever work we're doing, whatever recreation we do, wherever we're going, if we're read in these different types of passages, then we will see that everything around us reminds us of Krishna. Krishna says, "I'm an aquatic, I'm a shark." So we can see, yes, here is Krishna's power, potency being makara, asmi, being manifest. And that way, the material world becomes an inspiration for our Krishna consciousness, udipan, which is quite a good sadhana, because generally we see the material world as challenging our Krishna consciousness and being a trap. But the truth is, no, it's a matter of, well, what's our consciousness like? If our consciousness and our learning is very clear, then we'll learn to see the material energy in a way that's productive for us, that's helpful for us. And if we don't use our intelligence, and if we don't study scripture, then we will just see, oh, here's Maya, here's illusion. And at best, Agnani will be able to keep distant from that illusion, but he'll be in a constant struggle with it. It's a constant fight to protect yourself from the material energy. But the Vaishnava sees, here's Krishna, and therefore the material energy becomes disarmed. So I thought, I hope the devotees will be inspired by seeing these pictures. And Hare Krishna.